AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Election day has gone well for Democrats. Representative Mikey Sherrill has won the New Jersey governor's race, defeating Republican Jack Cittarelli, who was endorsed by President Trump. And Saka Magani reports.
Virginia now has its first female governor-elect. Former U.S. Representative Abigail Spanberger has won the race, defeating the Republican, the incumbent lieutenant governor, Winsome Earle Sears. Spanberger has a very interesting background. She's a former CIA case officer who served undercover overseas, became a businesswoman, and then ran for and won a House seat. That was part of the wave that allowed Democrats to take House control in 2018. They are looking to replicate what she helped lead then. She is more of a centrist Democrat. She is not of that progressive wing that Democrats have been paying a lot of attention to lately. And some Democrats are hoping that can kind of set a pattern for them to retake the House next year. As for Winsome Earle Sears, she never got Donald Trump's backing. He did not endorse her. He did not even say her name during a teller rally last night for that race. So Abigail Spanberger now wins the Virginia governor's race in what was essentially a referendum of sorts on the Trump administration's first 9 months.
Democrat Zoran Mamdani has won the mayor's race in New York City. In other news, a deadly plane crash in Kentucky. A UPS cargo plane loaded with fuel went down on takeoff from Louisville, exploding in a huge fireball. Video of the scene showed portions of a building's shredded roof next to the end of the runway.
We have virtually every single fire, police, and emergency response group that is responding right now.
Governor Andy Beshear.
We believe we have at least 3 fatalities. So I believe that number is going to get larger. We have at least 11 injuries, some of them very significant, that are being treated by a local hospital.
This is AP News. A pair of stars leaving the Big Apple in headline deals at the NFL trade deadline. Gethin Coolbaugh has a roundup.
Several big names are on the move around the NFL in deals made prior to Tuesday's trade deadline. The Jets traded 2-time All-Pro cornerback Sauce Gardner to the Colts for 2 first-round draft picks and receiver Adonai Mitchell. New York also dealt All-Pro defensive end Quinnen Williams to the Cowboys for a first, a second, and defensive tackle Mazi Smith. Dallas acquired linebacker Logan Wilson from Cincinnati. The Seahawks acquired All-Pro wideout Rashid Shaheed from the Saints. The Raiders dealt receiver Jacoby Myers to the Jaguars. And the Chargers added tackle Trevor Penning. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
In the first college football playoff rankings of the season have Ohio State at the top, followed by Indiana, Texas A&M, and Alabama. Georgia is 5, followed by Mississippi. Undefeated BYU ranked 7th. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.